This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. It's time now for Africa Update. Ethiopia releases more political prisoners and tremors rock Nairobi. But first, an update on the rising diplomatic tensions between the U.S. and Eritrea. The Bush administration is considering adding Eritrea to its list of states that sponsor terrorism. For more, I spoke with Gwen Tompkins, NPR's correspondent in East Africa.
Well, the latest is that the top American diplomat for Africa, Jendai Frazier, has said that the U.S. is mounting a case against Eritrea, this tiny nation by the Red Sea, a case that might put Eritrea on its list of states that sponsor terrorism. Now, this is a big deal. This would be a big deal if Eritrea makes this list. As you mentioned, the list includes Iran, Syria, North Korea, Sudan, and Cuba, some pretty heavy hitters.
So why exactly would Eritrea merit a place on the list?
Well, Jendai Frazier says there's persuasive evidence showing that Eritrea has been selling arms to the most radicalized elements of the Islamic movement that once controlled Mogadishu, Somalia. This view jibes with a United Nations report linking Eritrean arms sales to insurgents in Mogadishu. And the insurgents are said to include members of Al-Qaeda. But Eritrea has vehemently denied these allegations.
So what actually happens to a nation when the U.S. calls it a state sponsor of terrorism?
Well, it's bad news for that country on the economic front. Countries on this list are not eligible for U.S. aid except for emergency humanitarian aid. And the U.S. also imposes all manner of economic sanctions on the country and on companies that do business with the country. There would be sanctions on arms-related sales to Eritrea, for instance. There would also be a real resistance from the United States within the purview of the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund if Eritrea were ever to apply for loans or any other type of aid. On the diplomatic front, the U.S. may or may not maintain its embassy in Asmara. It's safe to say that there would be no U.S. ambassador in Eritrea if Eritrea were to make that list. Now, Frazier has also said that the U.S. is not trying to break ties with Eritrea altogether, and there's still time for the situation to improve. But the Eritrean government has not admitted to any of the allegations and at present appears unlikely to do so.
Eritrea has gone to war with Ethiopia many times. Now Ethiopia, its rival, has had another batch of political prisoners released. What can you tell us about that?
This is a group of 30 or so opposition party members who have been held without charge since elections in Ethiopia in 2005. Now, these 2005 elections were heavily contested. The opposition party members won quite a few seats in parliament, not enough seats to push Prime Minister Meles Zenawi out of power, but quite a few seats. And once the election was called, the opposition party members cried foul. They believed that the election had been rigged. In fact, there were many European Union monitors who also believed that there were an awful lot of irregularities during that election. Violence broke out in 2005 at two different points in 2005, and quite a few people were killed, just under 200, and several thousand people were put in jail. Now, over the past few weeks, we have already seen one well-publicized release of political prisoners there in Ethiopia, and now we're seeing the second one. But still more are believed to be languishing in prison.
So why now? Why these releases now?
Well, Ethiopia is under heavy international scrutiny these days. Its role in supporting Somalia's transitional government hinges on its claim that Ethiopia is in favor of democracy and stability on the Horn of Africa. And you can't be in favor of democracy and stability on the Horn of Africa if you've got a big political mess on your hands, as Meles Zenawi has. Ethiopia is also courting all manner of international business to take interest in the country. And there's the Millennium Celebration coming up, which will cast a bright light on the current government. This is Ethiopia celebrating the millennium about 7 years after everyone else is celebrating the millennium, but they're on the Orthodox there are on a different calendar. So now would be a good time for the Ethiopian government to put its best face forward.
Finally, we've been hearing about some seismic tremors in Nairobi. Have you felt any of them?
Yes, I have experienced some of the seismic activity here in Nairobi. It's sort of odd to think of earthquakes or tremors happening in this part of the world, but indeed they do. And in fact, the tremors that are felt here in Nairobi are related to volcanic activity that's occurring in northern Tanzania. As you know, Tanzania and Kenya share a border. Volcanic activity there has prompted several tremors over the past several weeks. Within this past week, there have been two earthquakes in northern Tanzania measuring at about 5.2, and their ripple effects are being felt here in Nairobi, about 100 miles away. No one seems to have been injured or killed in any of this activity. It's just unsettling. So even without the political instability here on the Horn of Africa, there is seismic instability, and it just amounts to a whole lot of shaking going on.
Well, Gwen, we certainly hope that you're on stable ground from now on. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Farai.
That was NPR's Gwen Tompkins from East Africa, Nairobi, Kenya.